The John Schneider Show on Wyman and Bob. Every Thursday until draft day with Seahawks President of Football Operations, John Schneider.
We are live at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. It's Wyman and Bob, Seattle Sports on 710. And we're still waiting for John Schneider to come in. He misses his open. Misses his grand open, his grand entrance with his new title in there even. President of Football Operations and General Manager. Wonder if he had to get new business cards. Bigger ones.
Do they carry business cards anymore? Does anybody do that?
I don't know.
Remember JP was telling us was it Otani's agent? But there's a way of in Japan of presenting your business card.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to hold it with two hands, two fingers.
Dainty little fingers and do all that. Okay. Yeah, I'm not aware of that. You're right, though. Business cards, maybe they are a thing of the past. I don't really know how that works. We'll see. We'll see if he's got some new ones, and maybe he'll give us one. Here he is walking into the room right now. He missed his open. We had a brand new open. It's stellar. It gives you the proper amount of pop for a man of your stature, man of your caliber. The great John Schneider is with us. How are you, man?
How we doing, football fans?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Yeah. Excited to do this again.
What have you been up to, by the way?
Nothing.
Not much. Is this really loud? Yeah, not much. How about you? Just chilling.
Is it like twice as much work? Is it three times as much work? I mean, you're a busy man right now.
Well, I was just telling Dave before we came down here, you know, we're in our draft meetings already. Started on Tuesday. Wow. And I literally feel like, you know, we just got off the plane in Arizona that night, and the three of us went across the street and had a beer when we landed, and, and that's just been, we've just been going nonstop since then.
What's the biggest change for you now?
Not that I drink beer, that was you too. I was just having
water. Having a lemonade or whatever.
Yes. Forget about it.
But in terms of your GM and now your president of football operations, we know the title changed, but what?
So no movie lines. I have a new title. We can't do movie lines anymore.
That comes from Pearson, doesn't it? You put the kibosh on it.
Yeah, no movie lines.
No, but what do you do now that you didn't do before?
Honestly, it's just an accountability with the coaches, right? So now the coaches report to me. And in the past, that just wasn't the case. The coaches reported to Pete Carroll, and the two of us reported to ownership, and now coaching reports up through us. And, you know, it's something that, you know, probably shoot 6-7 years ago we did contractually, just because you don't know, you know, if or when Pete was going to retire, you know. So, yeah, it was really just a contractual deal. So if Pete was not going to be here at a certain time, it was just like this automatic kick in, and so here we go.
So when did Mike McDonald, our new head coach, show up on your radar? When was it that you started to really notice something about him? Kind of take us through from that until, you know, you had to wait a little bit to hire him for the AFC Championship game.
Well, I think the first thing was going to Michigan, you know, when the news was going on there that, you know, there was somebody, you know, linebacker coach, with the Ravens going to work, you know, the brothers like felt like they're like swapping, you know, teammates or something. But, you know, coaches. So that then was like, okay, who is this guy? And, you know, we're doing what we do. We're always trying to be on it and see like what's going on around the world of football, whether it be college football or XFL, USFL, and, you know, obviously the pros. So, that was probably like the first time I was like, okay, who is this guy? And, yeah, that was.
Who kind of brought him to your attention?
Or well, did I think you just like, on your own? I don't know, CBS, Sports, or I don't know, whoever reported the Michigan thing. I don't know. I was kind of like, wow, this is cool, this guy's. And then, you know, going back to, you know, then he goes back to the Ravens and they have all the success. And then I think obviously when we played there this year, it was really rough. That was a very rough day. And you know, there aren't a lot of players that are kind of like, you know, who's the coordinator over there? Like, what was that all about? And so I talked to a couple guys after the game that were like, that was impressive. Mm-hmm. And what just happened. And Mike's talked about it too. Like, you know, we want to play with, so it looks like there's 14 players on the field, and, you know, it felt like 14 players that day.
Yeah. Hey, Dave and I were speculating, you know, what it was like as you were going around talking to all these coaches and doing these interviews. And we were like, all right, maybe he's got like a set of, I don't know, 10, 15 questions that he asks every single coach. And then you've got a set of unique questions based on who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that close at all?
Sure, it is. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, you have a set criteria based on, you know, what you want to get out of the interview. I was really proud of our process. I thought everybody that was involved did a great job. We wanted to include everybody in the building as much as we could. So having the candidates come here was a big deal for us so that they could experience all the horsepower in this building. And, you know, they'd experience the kitchen, they could experience sports science, they could experience, you know, the analytics group and the trainers and, you know, just the whole group. You see, I left PR out of that, Dave. You see that? You catch that one?
Yeah. Nicely done.
Yeah, thanks.
You look confused.
Oh, Dave. He's falling asleep over there.
Pearson's asleep.
Yeah. He thought that was hilarious.
No, but, having a, you know, we have a standard set of questions we used, you know, with our first round of interviews with the Zooms, and then when we brought the guys in, same thing. We adhered to all the regulations of the National Football League, and Mike was a little different with his first interview because we weren't able to speak with him yet. So all the background research that we did, and then being able to speak to the teams that had the opportunity to interview him that week, you know, all our relationships around the league really helped out as well in terms of how they felt about him. What their interview process was like, and so they were, you know, thankfully they were willing to share a lot of information, and when we met with Mike in person, we've talked about quarterbacks, you know, shifting a room and tilting the field, and he did that as soon as he as soon as we started interviewing. It was clear, it was crisp, it was clear, it was fun. Yeah, he knocked it out of the park. It was about an hour and 20 minutes, and it felt like 20 minutes.
Wow.
That was just the first part. That was before he had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. What about hiring the assistants? How did that process go? How involved? Are you totally involved in that, or are you guys collaborating?
Yeah, very much collaboration. So he, you know, we agreed that morning. You know, I think it was a Wednesday or a Thursday. And he came over, and, you know, we had the building here. I think you guys have seen it. You know,
everybody was out front.
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome, you know. Bert was hugging up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was hugging up Steph. We were like, okay, Bert, that's enough.
Let go.
No, it was cool. You know, we had Bert. Chuck was there. We had everybody in the building was all there, and welcome and everything. And then we literally, like, walked through I think they grabbed Steph and they, you know, brought her on a tour, and we went upstairs with our group and got on his board, and, you know, we had all of our people that, you know, it's really like a draft process. It really is.
Yeah.
All the people that we had been, talking to but the coaches, you know, coaches that we had interviewed and their guys and the guys that we had identified. And then obviously the people that Mike had identified as well. So we literally came through, went upstairs. We started doing that. We riffed on that for probably, 2.5 hours. And then, you know, because you have to send out slips and permissions and from all his teams and adhere to all the, you know, the guidelines with the league office. And we ended up going and grabbing some lunch. And he was like, are we gonna sign a contract? Or are we just, like, going on a handshake here?
Just trust.
Yeah, we're in the nest.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the trust
tree.
It's the nest.
The tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we ripped on that right away, and then you know, the first night we was here, we had two Zoom interviews, and so yeah, my involvement is very much like support. I'm here, like, this is your staff, you know, to give the opinions on everybody that you know, again, all the horsepower that we have in the building, and in you know, all of our contacts with the personnel department, all the scouts, everybody, you know, with in the pro personnel department and everything, and you know, help with that, and obviously help philosophically, like, you know, we know this about this guy, this about that guy, you know, and then these are the specific questions you may want to ask, or this is what you may want to think about. And that was both with both the coordinators, and then now that the coordinators are involved, it's just easier, I think, for those guys to, and obviously Leslie Frazier, who's amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
And just to be able to let those guys kind of go now and, like, you know, make it feel like, hey, this is my staff, and it's going to be a great staff. We're really excited about the group. I know that I haven't had a chance to see the press conference today, but Dave said they did a great job. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that.
What about just the I guess, the inexperience at this level. Obviously, he's a first-time head coach, 36 years old, brings in Ryan Grubb, who hasn't coached at the NFL level. Dirty hasn't coached at this level. There's a lot of new. There's a lot of, you know, we don't know what to expect kind of feel. Is that exciting, or are you kind of apprehension, or how do you feel about that?
No, I think there's a balance there. I think, you know, the first hiring of Coach Frazier is a big deal, right? So to be with Mike you know, Mike's self-awareness, he knew that, and he wanted that, and that was our first hire. And, you know, just a great sounding board, tons of experience, tons of connections over the years, and Super Bowl Shuffle, by the way, he was on that. Did you know that?
No.
Leslie Frazier, yeah, Super Bowl Shuffle.
No kidding.
Yeah, Chicago. Okay.
With the Bears?
Yeah, with the Bears, yeah. Huh. Yeah, anyway, yeah, just his knowledge, and then, yeah, just, you know, the whole you know, seeing the whole group now, like, with, I get it, the youth, but, you know, you watch Coach Grubb, I mean, football's football, and you watch what they're doing at the first level, second level, third level, everything they're doing, and, you know, they did this past year, and past 2 years, I guess, and, you know, we had an opportunity to go to Alabama last year, I believe, and stayed here with Michael and the whole group, and a super talented team, and, you know, AD is a guy that's just really, you know, obviously that's Mike's focus. Leslie's a defensive guy as well. AD's a guy that came highly recommended by a number of different people that we interviewed, and so it was like, okay, this is gonna be outstanding. And then he crushed his interview. I'm sure you guys have seen. He's got ton of knowledge, ton of personality, clear thinking. Around corners is a big thing. Edges and around corners.
Yeah,
chasing edges.
Yes,
that's a new term. You know,
he said, "I like knowing what's around the corner."
Yeah, like looking around the corner. I like that. I'm going to start using that stuff a lot more. Yeah.
Chasing edges.
Yes, the only thing heard is, that one a bunch.
The only thing is he talks funny, but other than that was. See, sometimes the English accent I can't understand.
You go there.
Walking subtitles for Dave. Yeah. Somebody holding up a card.
No, I remember when he was on Hard Knocks, I think with the Cowboys.
Okay.
But you said that you and Mike McDonald knew a lot of the same people, right?
Yes.
And so how much did that help? And, you know,
a ton. Yeah, it really did, yeah.
Was it like on pretty much every team, or, you know, what kind of guys, I mean, is that kind of how you, like, I know that guy. That's how I evaluate him, and, you know, what's your evaluation, and they match up, and there you go.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. It's again, the relationships over the years and people, and, you know, I had a number of people that reached out to me and were like, hey, I could see the two of you guys, you know, after the interview process, you know, like, I can't mention teams, sorry, but, you know, teams that, you know, whether it was guys that had worked in Baltimore, they're at different places now, or we're at Michigan, or Georgia, or, you know, and then the teams that were looking for head coaches and going through their interview process, and were able to interview Mike in that first window, you know, a couple of those teams went offense and, you know, may have gone a little bit of a different direction, but everybody was, I had several people just reach out unsolicited and, you know, knew that we were still going through the process, and then that we were about a week late, you know, or we not late, behind, I guess, the other clubs. And, we're like, I think you can be really impressed with this guy. And I could see your personalities, really gelling together well.
Well, one of the things we were talking about is a whole new staff. I mean, you're basically starting from scratch, and we don't know what's going to happen in the draft. We'll see what the team looks like on the roster.
Well, you guys know what's going to happen in the draft, right? I
mean, well, you're going to tell us.
You guys already figured
that was
all
our
that
next
out.
Question, who are you going to draft?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, but my feeling is, hey, this is a defensive mind in McDonald. I mean, what they did in Baltimore was ridiculous defensively.
Yeah.
That's where this team really struggled last year. So I feel like there should be some market improvement on defense just with his approach and mindset to it. And if the offense can even just maintain what they were, this should be a better team than they were last year. Whereas Dave feels like, well, maybe everything new causes a step back before there's a step forward. How do you view it?
Yeah, I don't feel, you know, like a step back. I think, you know, when you have all these new ideas and this, like, you know, attitudes, the challenge for us, not attitudes, philosophies, right? Ways to teach, schematics, what have you? All the like kind of coach speak and, you know, football talk that goes into this. All the football knowledge. I think it's going to be, you know, everybody coming together. Of course, it's going to take time. It's going to take time for everybody to get to know each other and that sort of thing. But I think really, when you look at it, you know, how can we, like, bring this together and really merge this as quickly as we possibly can. You know, we have, you know, the coaches at this time of the year are usually going through, you know, getting ready for free agency. They're kind of getting some names for draft guys to study, right? So I'm sure there's going to be a little of anxiety from that point of view for the coaching staff. But, hey, look, it's like, hey, we got that right now. We'll get caught up with that later. Let's get the staff together. Let's build this continuity and build this whole philosophy that we're going to be, you know, working through together. And then that'll come together. Now, how fast that, like, you know, I think based on the open lines of communication, the way it's gone so far, I don't see a lot of hindrances to, you know, what would lead to success on the field. I don't look at it like, you know, and I have been through coaching changes. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's like, oh, you got to take that. I don't feel that. I could see where people would think, well, you know, people are going to have to adjust. Yeah, everybody's got to adjust, but everybody's got to adjust every year. And if you're not adjusting, you're falling behind.
You were talking about how you wanted to get teachers, you know, guys, you know, that can. So, you know, with Mike McDonald, it just seems like we talked to his, I think it was his high school football coach.
Really?
His first coaching job was coaching a freshman team. He was like, what, 19 or 20? Mm-hmm. And they had 6 shutouts and they went 7-0.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it just, this guy was just made to coach football, it seems.
I totally knew that, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a part of the background research. Sorry.
Well, that's what sealed the deal.
Our producer, Mike Lefko, awesome. Got on it, man.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, but no, it just seems like he just has a knack. And like you said, you wanted teachers, you wanted guys that can explain the game. And then, you know, even the way he explained it, he was like, we have these concepts that you can master, and then we're going to fold in other, or maybe wrinkle. I can't remember the word he used. But That was pretty impressive,
yeah.
And it just seems like this guy is just, and he's only 36 years old.
Yeah, 36 going on 60. Yeah,
yeah. So anyway, I just that was.
We interviewed a coach. It's a friend of mine. It was great. I said, you're really gonna like this guy. He's 36 with the maturity of a 60-year-old. He goes, great. I'm turning 60 next month, and I feel like I'm have the maturity of a 36-year-old.
He's
like, we're gonna be a great fit. Yeah. We're gonna be a great fit. No, the best teachers, you know, learn the learners. And so he's able to express his thoughts in a very clear, concise manner, and you could tell the type of teacher he is. And so I think, you know, when we sat there that day, the first time when we spent time together and interviewing him, you can feel a very like steely-eyed seriousness. You can feel a big football brain, but you can also feel like a fun silliness, like a relatability. Mm-hmm. And he's got, you can tell he's got an empathy level for people, so he can kind of dive into like how you're feeling and, you know, what you're thinking, and ask, he knows like the questions to ask back. Hmm. Which I think is really, really important. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're getting into, you know, different generations of people and learners and how people are understanding the game, and you know, they've grown up playing Madden football, and they look at the game differently than, you know, the three of us did growing up playing. And you know, I think it's important that, and we learned that, you know, it's one of the things we learned throughout the process, the way different people teach and the different tools they use to teach these guys.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things we were talking about, and we got a ton of time to talk about the draft, but just you being in the position you're in now, how different is it going to be?
I'm caught up. Yeah, no, I'm getting caught up. You mean, do I feel behind right now?
No. Just in terms of before, you and Pete were a team. And it's hard from the outside to determine, all right, is that a John pick? Is that a Pete pick? Did they butt heads, or they're in lockstep on this guy?
Nothing's changed there.
So
it's going to be a Seahawk pick, yeah.
So it won't look any different to the fans on the outside now that you're not really sharing that duty the way you did before, I guess, is the question. How different will it look?
Yeah, see, I disagree with that. We always shared that duty. We never felt like, okay, you know, it's my guy or your guy. You know what I mean? Like, that was never, you know, it was never like that. I heard something this morning where it was like, I forget what I was listening to. And they're like, well, you know, Gino was really Pete's guy or something. Like, nah. Every time they come in the building, they're our guy.
Right.
Like, that's never been an issue, and I don't see that going forward at all. You know, at the end of the day, you do have to, like, make a decision.
Right.
And so, you know, and Pete was, you know, while I understand what you're saying, like, from a contractual standpoint, yes. Now the buck, yes, you're right. And the difference there really truly is like, okay, well, you know, are we still making the best decision for the Seahawks? And that's like, that's what guides us all the time. And you're never, ever, you guys have heard me at nauseam say this, like, you're never, ever going to give a coaching staff a player that they don't want. Otherwise, they're not going to teach him. They're not going to invest in him. And that's just, that's just human nature, I think. You know, it's like, are you not listening to me? You know what I mean? Are you not, do you not understand my point of view on this player? And if not, Pete was great at saying, hey, let's sit down and study it again, or let's figure it back out, or figure it out again, or like, let's start fresh, or I would do it with him. Mm-hmm. You know, the same way, like, hey, Pete, you're not seeing this right. And he'd be like, hey, Johnny, we gotta go back and do another deep dive. We'd say all the time, I'm so done with deep dives right now, brother. Like, how much deeper can we possibly go? But okay, we'll go for it. And we always would, and we figured stuff out. And I've said the same thing to Mike as well. Like, you know, at the end of the day, we're gonna figure this stuff out, and it's gonna be what's best for the Seahawks, no matter what.
Hey, so you got a Harbaugh here. I thought he said one of the better things today in the press conference. Jay did. He said, you know, he saw how rich his grandfather and his father and his uncle, how rich their lives were, you know, being in football.
Yeah.
And what a cool industry it is, and all that. But tell us a little bit about Ryan Grubb and that process of getting him hired.
Oh,
and how
yeah.
that went.
Yeah, what's the movie line? Look at the big brain on Bob. Yeah, that's what you feel like. That's what you feel like with him.
Yeah, really.
You're like, whoa, okay, this guy's got it going on. He's like real active brain, real quick, you know, extremely intelligent. You know, knows what he wants, but has really come up like kind of like that Midwest Iowa, like. Self-made, you know, figured things out at different levels, one where he's ever, wherever he's been, really been able to, like, you know, figure out what he has to work with. And then, like we, like I said earlier, football is football, and he just has, like, literally worked through it. So, you know, people have said in you know, here at Washington, well, you know, they don't run the ball well. Actually, their time of possession was massive. And, yeah, they did run the ball pretty damn well.
Yeah.
And by the way, they have, like, you know, five guys that, you know, could play receiver in the National Football League or something crazy like that, you know. So they were using their tools like we'd be questioning them if they didn't use their tools that
right.
way, right? So, yeah, no, he's really impressive. And, you know, Coach DeBoer was awesome with us through this process, and we appreciate his patience and everything too. So, yeah, those three guys were really excited about getting those guys on board and moving forward.
By the way, that's Pulp Fiction, Big Brain on Brad.
Big yeah. Brain on Brad, not Bob. Okay. You're
yeah.
Bob.
I'm
Brad,
Bob, right? Yeah. Good
yeah,
to meet
cool.
you.
Well, we haven't been on here in a while. We haven't done this, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Bob.
It was a good first show.
How do you feel about season two of the John Schneider Show?
I'm fired up.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought we were going to talk about roster construction next.
We
got to do it exactly like the Chiefs did.
No, who are you going to draft?
I thought we were talking about that. We're doing just like the Chiefs did. Oh, you mean having the best quarterback in the league? And then
yeah, why don't you just
they
go
don't
get
sign
the
any receivers or they don't draft. Well, they just threw the ball at Kelsey to finish the game and Rice. And
yeah.
I thought we were going to talk about roster construction. No.
we got next plenty time. Of time. We'll okay. get into all
next
that.
Next time.
We appreciate you, man. This is going to be yeah, fun.
That went fast.
Yeah, see, that's a sign it was good.
See you later, Brad.
All right, thanks, Phil.
All right, see you guys.
There you go. There's right, John Schneider, president of football operations and general manager of your Seattle Seahawks.
Hear Wyman and Bob every afternoon, 2 to 7.